We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Great bands. 38 Special is your artist of the day.
Cruising down the motorway. Got my girl by my side. Oh, a little anxious.
It's good to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. We've been told the mayor will join us. He was in and out on Tuesday, never made it on the show. So I've been working with his spokeswoman, and she's pretty confident we're going to get him on the air today as soon as the city council meeting is over with. Are they still meeting in person, or are they Zooming the city council meeting?
I think they're Zooming because, remember, in the news a couple days ago, someone Zoom bombed a council meeting. And I don't know if it was the county meeting or the city meeting. I don't remember, but I remember what was said and shown, and now I think they are looking for different platforms.
I think it was yesterday on the show that I said, whoever owns Zoom is going to make a mint when this is all over with. And somebody wrote in, or somebody said on the air, Zoom is screwed when this is all over with because they have no protection. Google's jumping into the game already. They got more money, more expertise.
Yeah, Google's like, hold my beer.
Yeah. Here, Zoom, hold my beer. We're about to kick your ass. And I thought, you know, Zoom's just going to make a mint when this is all over with. But they have so many problems, and, you know, people are jumping into classrooms. And you have to be a special kind of jerk to jump into a classroom and put a D-pick up or something like that. But people are doing it because guess what? People are jerks.
Because they can.
They're dumb and they're jerks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right. Did I tell you I got Sarah into the market the other day?
No, with how much money?
Not a lot, $150, and it was all her money. But I told her, I gave her the advice my dad gave me when I was 18 years old. And, you know, the market is down for the most part, although today it's up. And I just told her, I said, honey, these are tough times, but this is when these are the times you jump into the market. And so we called a guy that my mom works with. You would know who he is. His name is Peter Carmack. He's Stan Carmack's son. You remember Stan?
Oh, sure.
From your Channel 5 days. So Peter Carmack is, he advises my mother. He has one of my accounts. And so I just called him up and I said, hey, I want my daughter to get into the market. And he's like, how much are you talking about? I go, $150.
I'm sorry, did you say $150,000?
I go, we got $150. And he goes, did you say $150? I go, yes, I just want her to get in. I mean, he's not going to make any money off of this.
But
he was so nice about it. Let me be clear.
She has to start.
That's right. And he goes, Scott, I deal with this all the time. Parents wanting their kids just to get started. He goes, I'll send you the paperwork. You sign it. She signs it. Send me a check for $150 and we'll get your daughter on the market. Okay. And I'm like, all right. And so
it's already gone.
He's,
no.
Your $150 is now worth $1.50.
Sarah, here's how the market works. I took your $150 and now you have five.
No, but he couldn't have, no, on a serious note, he couldn't have been nicer. And, you know, there was one time we were talking on the phone. And I know you, I think you worked with Stan, didn't you, back in your Channel 5 days? And I never worked with him, but I covered stories with him. And I there was one time Peter and I were talking, and I said, Peter, I think, you know, I'm sorry your dad has passed and everything, but I said, I just want to tell you, your dad did it right. And I think I caught him off guard. And he goes, I beg your pardon? And I said, I didn't work with your dad, but I worked with your dad, where we covered stories together. And I said, your dad was a damn good reporter, and he did it right. And there was a little pause on the other end, and he goes, I just want to thank you for saying that.
Aww.
And I said, now, take my daughter's $150 and make it $5,000. Now.
Make it $10,000.
Now! So anyway, there was that. Story here from O'Fallon, Missouri. I knew Tammy Faye Baker lived in, was it Loch Lloyd years ago?
It was, if it was not Lake Quivira. It was one of those, but I think it was Loch Lloyd.
I think it was Loch Lloyd.
Yeah.
Well, apparently her ex-husband lives in O'Fallon, Missouri. Did you see this story today?
I did, Scott.
Missouri-based TV pastor Jim Baker. Let me rewrite that.
He is the I have sinned, forgive me, I have
sinned,
and asked for your money. Yes, yes, he is.
No, he's not. That was, Sam, look up the I have sinned.
You don't remember Tammy Faye Baker crying and her mascara running down her face as they were asking for money?
Jimmy Baker is not the I have sinned against you, Lord. That was Jim, and it starts with an S. Swaggart, Jimmy Swaggart. It was Jimmy Swaggart who said, I have sinned against you, Lord.
Now please send me more money.
Now I need more money. Yeah, I fell asleep last night to, they do a Blue Bloods marathon on Channel 15 every Wednesday night. But God dang it, if the craziest lunatic send me your money pastor doesn't come on in the middle of the night, and I woke up to that at like 3:30 in the morning, and, you know, with like one eye open, I kind of look over at the TV and I see this just swindling, going to burn in hell pastor. I don't even know his name, but he's on in the middle of the night. And I told you about this guy. They did some research on him. He spends 15% of his time talking about the Bible, 10% of his time talking about whatever, and then 75% of his time asking you for money. These people shall burn in hell, I have no doubt.
Well, as you continue with this story, my question always is this. If you choose to listen to these nuts or give them your money, is that on them or is that on you?
Both. Sam, can you find me some Jimmy Swaggart? I have sinned against you, Lord.
I don't need to hear it. Keep reading.
It's so good. Missouri-based TV pastor Jimmy Baker is asking a judge to dismiss a state lawsuit accusing him of falsely claiming that a health supplement could cure the coronavirus. And the lawyer representing Baker is none other than former Governor Jay Nixon. Mm-hmm. Republican Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt sued Baker and Morningside Church Productions in early March. Schmidt sought an injunction ordering Baker to stop selling Silver Solution as a treatment for the coronavirus on his streaming TV program, The Jim Baker Show. The lawsuit said that Baker and a guest made the cure claim during a program on February 12th. In a court filing on Monday, Jay Nixon, a Democrat who served two terms as governor before leaving office in 2017 and two terms as attorney general, called the lawsuit an assault on Baker's religious freedom.
You don't have the freedom to falsely advertise. Period. Mm. There's no freedom, religious or otherwise, to claim that a product does something that it does not. That's why in cable TV ads, you will see our lawnmower will not be beat. they change the verbiage just a little bit to basically say we're the best, but they can't say they're clinically the best. So what they say is you won't find anyone better. There are all kinds of rules. You remember in your advertising 101 class, Scott, mm-hmm. there are things you can say legally and things that you cannot. And this ding-dong going on the air, and I don't want to call all of the followers ding-dongs, but it's would be easy to do so, but I won't. The people who believe that he can cure coronavirus are probably sending him money.
I will remind
you that he...
went to prison.
Was convicted and went to prison. I think he was found guilty on all 24 counts against him back in the 80s. For taking donations meant for whatever and using it for his personal use. But I'm always torn in these cases because it should be illegal for them to do what they do and to fleece old people out of their money. But then I also think if you are watching television and you think that he can, mm-hmm. Touch your head and cure your cancer or cure coronavirus, I don't know that there's help for you.
Yes, it was Mike Murdoch. That's the guy who, in the middle of the night, Mike Murdoch. That guy is going to burn in hell, allegedly.
5 years in prison, Scott.
Mm-hmm. What was it, tax evasion? I can't remember what it was.
It was all of that white collar stuff.
Yeah, it was all white collar, of course. Telephone number here is 576-7798.
It was mail fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy.
Oh, somebody sent a fax.
Jury found him guilty on all 24 counts. He was sentenced to 45 years in federal prison.
That's right.
And for some reason got out after five.
Because it was white collar. Who cares?
And now he's back selling coronavirus. Now he's cures. Like, why would you not just be a normal preacher?
He can't. He's like Pat Robertson. They're crazy. These guys are nuts, man. And they got so used to a lifestyle that you provided them, not you, but that you provided them because you would send in all this money because they told you that salvation was just a dollar away. I wake up in the middle of the night, this Mike Murdoch crazy.
Sending him money, Scott. It says in April of this year, he was prohibited from receiving credit card transactions. He legally cannot receive your money from a credit card.
Send a check.
Anymore.
Send a check.
And yes, he started disclosing. Yep, I am on the brink of bankruptcy. Please send me money. And then people do it.
576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks, KMBZ.
You will. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death of the Lord. Let me give you my life.
I have sinned against you. Shut up.
I wonder, Scott, if you are the adult child of someone who just starts shoving tens of thousands of dollars toward one of these ding-dongs, is there any legal remedy to step in and prevent them to do that? And my guess is no.
Ooh, I would say the answer has to be no. This guy in the middle of the night, Mike Murford or whatever, somebody texted in just a little while ago, he's the worst. I mean, like, I know people make fun of Joel Osteen. I actually like Joel Osteen. And I do watch his show on Sunday mornings on KMBC Channel 9.
He makes his money from book sales, though,
that's
right?
That's right. He does not take a single dime from the church. That is correct. Now, that's not to say he's not filthy, stinking rich. I mean, he has a gigantic house in Houston. But he has made a lot of money. And that bothers me a little bit, too. I'm certainly not opposed from somebody who's a pastor of a big megachurch. I don't know what Adam Hamilton makes down at Core. It's not, quite frankly, it's not my business. It's the business of the church. But I'm sure Adam Hamilton makes a pretty handsome salary. He has a very big church. But I don't fault Joel Osteen for making a lot of money. I think he makes a little bit too much money, and that bothers me a little bit. But what is too much, and who am I to judge, is where I go next. But no, Joel Osteen does not take a single dime from that church. All of his money comes from his books and his audio tapes. Audio tapes.
But back to my question. If your mom, if you came over one Sunday night or whenever these shows are on, and your mom said to you, I believe that this Jim Baker has the cure for Corona, and I just sent him $10,000. I don't think there's anything you can do to stop her from doing that. She is an adult. It is her money.
Right. There would be one word that came out of my mouth. Damn it.
No, I think you would say the hell you are. Nicely.
If she had not given that money away yet, yes. If she had already, the next word would be damn it. Because I know there's
that check.
I know there's nothing. Well, he can't take credit cards, so yeah, we would stop that check. Why can't he take credit cards, Mom? Oh, that's right. He's a convicted felon with a history of bad decision making. No, I don't think there's anything you can do, Dana, to stop that. I mean, it's their money. If they're of sound mind, then you have to let them do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of sound minds, we have to get to the news. More of Dana Parks here in just a moment, 576-7798. The mayor will join us sometime this afternoon. We don't know when, but we are told he will join us later on this afternoon. Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri. The news is next here on KMBZ. Sad news today in the rock and roll world. The lead singer of Bad Company in the 1980s and 90s, Brian Howe, who sang this song, Holy Water, has died at the age of 66, had a heart attack.
Real quick, do you do that thing now when you see that someone has died that you look and see,
double check to make sure it wasn't coronavirus? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly. I was just going through my Facebook earlier, and somebody had sent me a message saying, hey, did you see Brian Howe died from Bad Company? I'm like, no. So I click on it, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be coronavirus. And nope, died of a heart attack. Age of 66. Here's something that I found outrageously interesting today. I think he actually said it yesterday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, said Wednesday that a study is showing a shocking 2/3 of patients recently hospitalized for coronavirus became infected despite largely staying at home. 2/3 of the new cases that they're seeing in New York. Now, granted, they're trending down, thank God. But 2/3 of the new cases that they're seeing are people who largely stayed at home, who maybe went to CVS, maybe went to the grocery store, but otherwise hunkered down and stayed in place.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 of their new cases.
And the other study that I found interesting, Scott, is, and speaking of this musician's heart attack, is that a ton of people are staying home who should probably go to the ER for all kinds of normal life things that are still taking place, like heart pain, or, you know, you feel like you have the elephant on the chest. Even KU Med came out yesterday and said, look, we are open for business. Come on in. We are starting surgeries back up again. We, you know, have
special
entrances for people. You know, we're putting the corona people over there. So if you feel like you're having a heart attack, you need to call 911.
Mm-hmm. Hospitals in New York were asked to document where their most recent COVID-19 patients had been before admission. 66% said they had come from their own homes. About 18% came from nursing homes, 4% from assisted living, 2% were homeless, and 2% had other congregate settings. I don't understand what that means. Said the governor, this is a surprise. 66% of the people were at home, which is shocking.
Well, but what does that mean? I mean, I'm home right now. It doesn't mean I didn't go get gas today.
Right. Well, I mean, I think there's a different level of stay at home. And stay at home means one thing to you and one thing to me. You know, I think you are more likely in contact with other people than I am. And that's just because you have a much larger family.
Yeah, I bred them.
Well, I know. But, I mean, I think before the show started, Jack was in the kitchen with a friend of his. And we're not – and I'm not judging. You can do whatever you want. But we're not allowing the girls to hang out with their friends. Everybody's in complete lockdown. And nobody – I had a buddy call me the other day and said, hey, would you mind if I just come over and watch you do the show from your house? And I said, you are high as balls. There is
But one of your daughters is going back to work.
And that's a fair point. If it is a criticism, I don't know.
No,
yes.
I'm just saying, like,
she starts back
out,
up next
out.
Week. Yep, she starts back up next week. And, you know, we've been hunkered down, if you will, to borrow a really bad cliche and phrase that everybody's using. But she went and filled out her paperwork yesterday at the gym where she's going to start working. I have not been within, or I try not to be, within 6 feet of her. And we went to the park today and kicked soccer balls. But when she left, I just said, you know, what everybody's doing these days. I'm like, coronavirus hug. And we just kind of, you know, she was 6 feet away and we just kind of faked like we were hugging each other. I mean, that's what it's come to. And it's my new world.
See, and
I don't even get to touch my own.
No, I lounged in bed with my daughter this morning, which is fine. I'm like, I feel like you've got to do you and I'll do me. And...
Yeah. Anyway, somebody says, stop, you're psycho because you watch too much CNN. Okay.
Part of that's true.
I do watch too much TV news. I'll give you that. Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But what am I going to do? You know, I don't want to
stop watching so much news.
What are you being so psycho?
You just stopped. Like I stopped. I just stopped. I'm like, after the first 2 weeks, I was watching 24/7, could not miss it, had to see what Andrew Cuomo had to say every day. And then I was like, I can't live like this. I cannot live like this.
Well, what are you watching then?
Anything but that.
Like what?
Usually in the kitchen, The Office reruns are on in here.
Ooh,
or ESPN.
Good. That's a good choice.
Just something that makes you laugh.
What sporting event are they reporting on?
I don't remember what they had on today. Was it more South Korean baseball? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. South Korean baseball was on at 5:40 this morning. That's correct.
Hugely popular.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That is hot. I mean, can we just test these guys and let them just play in an empty stadium for the love of Christ? And I'm being serious. Either that or put on old games that I don't remember who won, which would be just about every game.
Yeah, but that's on at night. We've had baseball on in here at night.
Okay. Well, they seem to have gotten away from that lately.
It's the Royals-ish.
All right, let's do something different. You guys want to do some terrible jokes? You want to do tell me something good? Let's do something for the next segment. You tell me. Terrible jokes? We could do tell me something good. It's hard to play games. We can't play games.
Did you see the guy, speaking of games, there's a guy on Price is Right making the rounds this week, and I don't know if they're filming it or if this was dragged out from the archives, but you know, Drew Carey always says to the contestant, do you want to say hi to somebody?
Yeah, and remember, you threw it out to me that one time.
I did, but this guy throws it out there that apparently his girlfriend's dumped him, And he's like, I'm so sorry for everything. Please, let's give it another try.
Oh!
Yes! While the big wheel is spinning.
Oh!
And I don't know what he did, but she dumped his A, and then he went on The Price is Right and said, I know if you're watching, please give me another chance.
Wow.
Every day!
It's so awesome.
Sam, what the hell was that?
Music was still playing when I turned the computer on, sorry.
It's way more exciting. And I'd like to say hi to my mom and my dad. He's like, I'm sorry I cheated. Please take me back.
All right, give me. Let's just break this up a little bit because I can't talk about coronavirus anymore. I'm losing it. Give me a question just like that we could ask the audience and ask each other.
Okay.
Just give me a really good, insightful, interesting question.
It's not going to be insightful, but they post these on Facebook every single night.
I like these.
And the last one was, what is the most embarrassing injury you have ever had?
The most embarrassing injury?
Yes.
You have ever had?
And hi to my ex-girlfriend. I still love you. And let's give it another shot. Woo!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And then the other thing is, that thing is taped like 3 months ago. So she's not going to see it. So she probably already got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, because you filmed yours in February and it didn't air until June.
Yeah.
Now, give me something else other than most embarrassing injuries. Something else.
Let me flip through.
For a lot of guys, it's going to be kicked in the nuts. And I don't want to hear a bunch of
I think that's a pretty common injury. I don't know if that's an embarrassing injury. Let me look on Facebook and see what last night's was.
Okay. All right. Does that take time or should we come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me.
Okay.
I'll find it.
All right. 576-7798. If you're ready to answer the question, you haven't even been asked. 576-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Thinking about that Saturday Night Live skit about being a Weezer purist.
It was
Matt Damon.
Is it Matt Damon?
Yeah. Oh, you're a purist. You're dumb. If you haven't seen the Weezer purist skit on SNL from last year, go on YouTube tonight. It is fantastic, and it's worth it. What is the question we do not have the answer for yet, Dana? And we are playing mixtape next hour.
Someone posted this one 17 hours ago. Ooh. I don't know that I love this one, but it's the first one that popped up.
Okay.
If you could switch lives with anyone for one day, who would it be? Mm. Would it be dead or alive? Should we make it dead or alive?
All right, we'll make it dead or alive.
Okay.
And Jesus doesn't count. Jesus is off the chart.
Okay.
You cannot say Jesus. You could exchange your life for one day, and you can't say your dad either. That's too, or your mom or whatever. It has to be somebody historical. What's your answer?
I don't know. I would probably go dark. Like, what if you exchanged one day for that of a homeless person? For an entire 24 hours, you lived that life. And I think it would make everyone more empathetic when you see someone standing out there with their sign.
Okay. Mine is very dark.
Ooh.
I would, because I'm fascinated with this guy, I've read books about him before.
Do not say what I think you're going to say.
It's not going to be, it's not Adolf Hitler.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I'm no. like, oh,
I've read a lot of books about Adolf Hitler. I would go into, I would spend one day as Jack the Ripper because I want to know who he really is.
Oh, like, so you would solve one of the great mysteries.
Right. I wouldn't kill anyone. I would just want to be Jack the Ripper because nobody knows who he really is.
Like on his best behavior day, you want
to
know who that
like
is.
Like on the day he actually went to church and then had lunch at a cafe. That Jack the Ripper. Not Jack the Ripper dragging chicks down the street. just so I could know who he really was.
Yeah, but you could also say the Zodiac Killer. Or...
No, I'm not fascinated with the Zodiac Killer. I'm fascinated with Jack the Ripper. So I want to know who Jack the Ripper was.
Sam, who would you be?
I'm either going like presidential or the leader of a drug cartel. So like, I think it would be really interesting to see what the daily life of El Chapo is.
My God, what is, we've all been in quarantine too long. If you're picking El Chapo and Jack the Ripper.
Wouldn't that be interesting though?
Really? I went with a homeless man. Really?
Well, that's who you are.
No, I think if you.
You just have a bleeding heart. Sam, if the phones are ringing, bring some people in here. Let's find out what other people want to be.
You almost have to categorize it. You almost have to say historic.
I literally said no Jesus Christ and no mom or dad. You can't be your dad for a day.
I wouldn't want to be my dad for a day. I wouldn't want to be any man, first of all.
Well, you don't know how good we got it.
I
ain't never given birth.
That's who you should be. You should be a woman in labor for 5 minutes, and you'd be like, just kill me. Give me my life back.
Enough with this misogyny talk. Let's go to Tony in Overland Park.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how we doing?
Who are you going to be for 24 hours, man?
Elvis.
Ooh.
Ooh.
On the
toilet. Thank you very much.
Wait. On the toilet, Elvis? Or
No, on the stage, Elvis. And off the stage.
The popping pills, Elvis, or before that?
Anytime during that period is good.
Okay, buddy. All right. We got you in, man. Thank you, Tony. Be well.
Jeez. Janice and Aletha.
Janice, good afternoon and welcome. We've lost Dana, apparently.
Well, hi. You guys are amazing, and you do a great job with my show, so thank you.
Thank you for letting us do it.
Well, anytime. This was the easiest question anybody could ask me. I would trade places with Donald J. Trump. For one day.
You would want to be Donald Trump for one day?
Yeah, because then I could resign and do the right thing.
Oh, no. What did you just do?
I think it'd be kind of interesting to be Donald Trump, like, before his presidency stuff.
Like back in the 80s Donald Trump? Yeah. Like in the tabloids Donald
yeah.
Trump?
Like Marla Maples Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know that I would want to switch lives with a president. I any president, honestly.
No, God, no. All right. Sam, just take them cold. If there's somebody else, just take them cold. I don't care.
After that, you want a cold one? Okay.
Yeah, just.
Sure. Why not?
Here we go. Line three.
Line three, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, buddy.
Good. This is Tommy from St. Joe.
Hey, Tommy from St. Joe. Go ahead.
I would like to be a retired highway patrolman so I can sit around and write down people's license plates all day who are trying to make iced tea.
Oh, God, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Well.
Okie dokie. Apparently we can't take this too seriously. Here are your categories for mixtape at 4:45 this afternoon. Grab your pen and paper if you're ready.
I got one. Yep, okay. Go
Sam,
ahead.
Sam, you ready? We're going to start with the sadder one. The number one song that guarantees to make you cry.
Okay.
All right. But then we go uplifting. Number two is you're putting together a party mixtape. The first song on your party mix tape.
Okay.
And that's all we're doing. We're just doing two rounds.
What if I want to do three rounds?
We don't have enough time, and we only have one person who can put all the songs together.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I only have so many hands.
So the number one, this is at 4:45, the number one song that is guaranteed to make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're putting together a party mix tape. What is the first song on your party mix tape? Okay.
News. How about number three? How about number three? The first song you're going to play when you go back to work, which is maybe tomorrow or Monday. I don't know.
You're not going back tomorrow. Are you? Oh, we'll talk about this in just a minute. News is next on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.